Welcome to Echoes of Enlightenment, where we talk about spirituality, life lessons, and overall self-development. In this part two series of Chosen versus Narcissist, we'll be discussing the smear campaign. In this episode, we'll be discussing the smear campaign. The smear campaign is what the narcissist will run. During your relationship, the entirety of your relationship, but it's not deployed until the breakup. So the narcissist during your relationship will, you know, make little comments to friends, even to your, you know, to your work coworkers at like Christmas parties. It doesn't matter where it is, to your family, to their family. They'll make different statements like, oh, are they, you know, talking about their partner? Have they been doing well lately? They've seemed a little off lately. I was just wondering, have you noticed? They're saying this to the family members or friends or whoever. Then the people will be like, no, I haven't noticed anything. Oh, okay. See, that's a small version of the smear campaign. Because once it's activated, now they can go back and be like, hey, you remember when I was asking you, was that person acting funny or acting weird? And you're like, oh yeah, 3 years ago? Yeah. This is why they're doing what they're doing now. And this is after the breakup. So the smear campaign, the motivation behind the smear campaign is mainly for the narcissist to avoid or really fear exposure. The narcissist never wants to be revealed because narcissists wear masks. They have a mask on. You don't know who this person is until the discard, until the mask falls off. And once the mask falls off, you see what's behind, what you've really been dating. And narcissists can also come and, you know, friends, parents, family members, anything else. But right now, we're just talking about what happens when you're dating a narcissist or in a, you know, long-term relationship or married. So the narcissist doesn't want you to see what's behind the mask. Doesn't want anybody to see what's behind the mask. The person who usually sees who the narcissist really is a person that's dating the narcissist. Because usually when it's time to split, it's because the mask have slipped. The mask slipped. And you saw the entity that was behind the mask. And you're like, all right, I'm out of here. This is too much. So right after the discard, after you break up, this is when the smear campaign is deployed. And when I was talking about in part one, all the mines that were set, this is when they are detonated. And the smear campaign is designed to isolate you. And by isolating you, that means removing any of your support system. This includes your family, your friends, even that contact your job, that contact anybody and everybody, whoever will be willing to listen. And they will even like contact people that you haven't even talked to in 10, even 20 years. If they're like on your like Facebook or Instagram or something, if the narcissist realizes that you're connected to a person, they will just go after that person. They don't care about how long you haven't talked to that person. All they care about is making sure that you can't reach out to them for any assistance or support or just friendship, because that the narcissist needs to isolate you. Because when they isolate you, then that's when all the narcissist abuse starts. Well, it started all throughout the relationship, but this is when it really gets turned up. And the mask is all the way off. The mask is up for the people that the narcissist is around. But when it comes to you, the mask is off. And it's okay for the narcissist to take off the mask around you because they've already prepped everybody that they've smeared you to. So if you try to explain yourself to like an old friend, because the narcissist has gotten to everybody. If you try to explain yourself what's going on, trying to, you know, have somebody to talk to, the narcissist has ruined that relationship. So one, you probably can't even get in contact with. This could be a friend from like 20 years. This could be your family. This is people that know you. But the craziest part about the narcissist, it's so clever to where it's convinced people that truly know you to forget who you were and believe the narcissist. And it works every time. I mean, that's what makes me think this is more than just a personality disorder, because the narcissist is too good at it. It seems like it's been doing this for thousands of years because it's perfected it. And that's what makes me think it's something deeper than just a personality disorder. It's something that connects to the person. That's like a dark spirit that's been around, you know, the spiritual world around Earth for a long time. Just redoing this has perfected his craft. Because any narcissist, they're everywhere. And anybody who's been through narcissist abuse, we can all pretty much tell the same story. Because the narcissists will run the same, all the narcissists run pretty much the same strategy. It's the smear campaign. Then they recruit the flying monkeys, people to work with them. Then they gang stalk. It's like clockwork. But the only difference is, each narcissist has its own personality because it's a different person, but it still runs the same destructive pattern. So just realize when you break up from a narcissist, one, you might not even know that you were with a narcissist, and you will know if you're getting smeared to everybody. That's a red flag right there. That should wake you up. If you realize that this narcissist or this person, you just think is a person at this time, before you even realize what you're dealing with. If this person is going to like your kids, like school, like games, or, you know, to your friends, to your family, nobody's off limits. A narcissist will find anybody. And people are walking away from you and you don't understand where everybody's going. You have narcissists on your hand. And this is what the smear campaign is. They smear your name. It's a reputation destruction. They try to ruin your name. I mean, from lies, they spread lies, they make rumors, they even create web pages. I mean, they'll stop at nothing for the destruction. And that's all because of they need the the fuel that you give them. They want you to get mad at them. And when you get mad at them, that gives them fuel. And then also, if you get mad at a narcissist loves to play victim. They throw rocks and hide their hands. So when a narcissist is doing something, it's just pretty much nitpicking, just doing everything. But it's doing it under the cover of night. Nobody sees it. But the narcissist knows that it's doing these things to you. And you know that the narcissist is doing these things to you. But nobody else knows. And you can't tell anybody because the narcissist has already got everybody on their side. So if you react to what a narcissist is doing to you, then soon as you react and say something or send a text or call or just, you know, try to attempt to defend yourself, they'll point at you and say, hey, y'all, look what he's doing. You remember what I told you? Remember what I told you? How he gets mad or how she gets mad? Look, they're doing it right now. And they just shake their head and like look at you while everybody else is looking at you because the narcissist has already gotten to those people, to your friends, to your family. So now you look like a crazy person. And what they're trying to do with all this isolation and turning everybody against you is keep you down in a low vibration. And that's where a narcissist lies. That's where they live. They live in a low vibration. And the only time they can continue to get fuel from you is if you stay in a low vibration with them. So what you have to do is not play the game at all. Do not play with a narcissist. There's no way you can win, especially if you're an empath or a chosen one. You can't win. Because first of all, empath or a chosen one, your cups, you see the cup half full. A narcissist sees the cup half empty. So you're on two different planes. You're trying to help. A narcissist is trying to destroy. So there's no way you can go down and wrestle, go hand to hand, not physically, but just go up against a narcissist. Because a narcissist is king of destruction. And an empath or a chosen one is king of love and hoping things will work out and the opposite. The total opposite. So you can't go head to head with a narcissist. And first of all, you've lost the battle before you even started. Because soon as you begin to fight back as a chosen one or an empath, the narcissist has thrown thousands of punches along the whole relationship. So you're just now showing up to the fight. And the narcissist has been planting mines all over the place. It's almost like you want to race somebody. Race, like run a race. You're going to race somebody. But they've, however many years you've been with the narcissist, say it's 8 years. Say you've been with them for 8 years. And they started running this race 2 weeks in. 2 weeks in. So they pretty much have an 8-year head start on you. And soon as you start running, you think you're going to win? No, the narcissist has already planned this whole thing out. So you're not going to win the battle if you go down to that lower vibration to defend yourself, to do anything to protect yourself. What you have to do, this is some techniques that I used that helped me win the battle. Is one, I didn't fight. I didn't go down to that lower level to fight. Two, I realized the smear campaign had happened, and I said, okay, well, I'm not going to defend myself. And the reason why you don't defend yourself is because what you think the narcissist has said about you, it's 50 times worse. So you really don't even know what you're defending. And you don't even know what you're trying to explain to people because it's so bizarre. This whole situation is bizarre. You have no clue. So don't try to explain yourself. Continue to be exactly who you are. And it's going to be hard because you're constantly getting poked at. Imagine being at a barbecue and it's outside at a park and you just made a plate of food and you're about to sit down to eat. And there's like three flies flying around your food, right? Imagine just eating your food while the flies are flying around, but you can't swat at them. That's how you have to fight this battle. It's like flies around your food, but you can't like shoo them away. Because if you shoo them away, it only escalates. It only escalates. You got to just eat your food and just keep on going. You have to use endurance. You have to use endurance. You have to outrun. Even that the narcissist has had a 6-year head start and you're just now running and you're not going to be able to catch up, just keep running. Hopefully the narcissist will get tired, in which that's how you win. They'll get tired. They'll plant so many minds to where they'll begin to blow their own self up. They'll spin so many webs. They eventually start getting entangled in those webs. So the key is endurance. You just have to endure it. And you also got to just be strong. Because you're not going to have any help. Chances are I would expect not to have any help. Because the narcissist has been doing a ton of stuff behind your back, dismantling your relationships with close people and also telling them not to say anything to you. So they never come to just ask you. I mean, maybe on occasion, but not really in my situation. And also in some just other stories, you know, it's like a one-on-one with you and the narcissist, but the narcissist has its people, strangers on his team, and then your support system, your personal support system on their team as well. So it's really you by yourself. But what the narcissist hasn't banked on is you getting stronger by yourself. You're learning different coping skills. You're breaking any kind of codependency that you might have had. You're learning talents or exploring different talents that you have. You're growing. So the bottom line is you need to keep a high vibration to win the battle with the narcissist. Keep a high vibration. Start going to the gym. Make sure you go to sleep at a decent hour. Try to get 8 hours of sleep, because the only time the narcissist can really kind of aggravate you is when you're just grumpy from not getting enough sleep. So you got to set your own self up for success. Start eating kind of healthy. Anything that can bring you down to a lower vibration, cut that out. Like drinking, cut out drinking. Cut it out, because you're going to have to stay focused when you're dealing with a narcissist, because they're shooting arrows from everywhere. And then in the next episode, part three, will be about the people that the narcissist will turn against you. And I mean, they get the people to do the dirty work for them. So it's almost like you have the narcissist, and then like, it depends on, it could be a whole community, or it could be like five or six people that are doing the dirty work for the narcissist. So you really have like seven or eight narcissists all at you at once. So you're going to have to really, and those are called the flying monkeys. We'll talk about that next episode. Yeah, next episode. So you really need to stay as high vibrational as you possibly can. I want you to look at it as if you're hanging from some monkey bars and there's alligators at the bottom and you have to hang on those monkey bars for 8 hours. But then after 8 hours, somebody will come get you. Then that's just you going to bed or whatever, just going to bed, going to sleep. But then when you wake up the next morning, you have to hang on those monkey bars again over the alligators that are just chomping. You know, they haven't fed the alligators. They're just waiting for you to drop. The alligators are the narcissist. So when you go to bed and know you have to go and hang on those monkey bars for another 8 hours, or really 12 hours, it's just the whole time of you really just being awake for the day, because the narcissist doesn't stop. If you know you got to hang on monkey bars for 12 hours, 8 to 12 hours, don't drink. You don't want to try to hang on monkey bars with the hangover or with the lack of sleep. You're going to prepare yourself as best as you can to be able to hold on. Don't weaken yourself. You're going to realize, and eventually you're going to have all kind of methods. You're going to start working out at home, doing arm stuff to be able to hold on to those monkey bars. You're going to come up with all these different things, and all you're doing is bettering yourself. And as you're getting lighter and raising your vibration, it's like your body weight is getting lighter. It's not like you're losing weight, but you have incredible endurance. You're able to endurance. You have, you know, good endurance. You can withstand. So you have to go into this thing prepared for battle. But as you're preparing yourself to fight the narcissist, at the same time, you're actually becoming a stronger person, which the narcissist doesn't realize. Because as you rise and your vibration, you know, as you rise with your vibration and the narcissist is at a lower vibration, you begin, like I said, you begin to disconnect. You're going to disconnect, because the only way the narcissist can get you is if you're at a low vibration, because it'll never have a high vibration. So you got to remain separated. You got to have thick skin. You got to be able to walk into places knowing the narcissist has already spoiled your reputation, has destroyed it. So the main thing is keep a high vibrational, keep your energy high vibrational. That's the tactic for the smear campaign. And you really need to do this the whole way through. But it's different techniques that you can do for, like, you know, the smear campaign and for like the flying monkeys and the gang stalking. And it also depends on how bad of a narcissist you have. If they're like destroying your property, try to get evidence so you can, you know, go to the cops if you need to. But some narcissists will stay within the boundary to where they can just mentally try and destroy you that way without getting other people involved. Those are real calculated narcissists. But I'm going to end this right here.
Until next time.